I want to tell you a wonderful story from Holy Brother. Have you ever been in the company of someone who lavishly extolled the virtues of a muffin? Ask Mendel Sternhall. And you didn't have the pleasure of accompanying Shlomo Carlbach to the coffee shop for breakfast. We were in a small, dingy restaurant, presided over by a sour-looking cook who doubled as a waitress as well. I'm not usually aware or affected by other people's looks, but this woman was so unusually homely, almost offensive looking. It was hard not to notice. Her attitude was unpleasant as well. She served our order of muffins and coffee with a brusque manner that bordered on the rude. And frankly, I was relieved when she left our table to return to the counter. After one taste of the muffin, however, Shoma waved her back. "Yes," she asked sullenly, her hand on her hip in a confrontational stance, braced for trouble. "My most beautiful friend," Shlomo said gently, "are you by any chance the person who baked this muffin?" "Yes, I am. What about it?" she asked curtly. "I just want you to know that this is the most delicious muffin I have ever tasted in my life." A hint of a smile now began to form in the woman's lips. "Thanks," she said, preparing to move away. "And I also want you to know that I have eaten muffins all over the world, but none have come close to this one." "Well, thanks again," she said, less abruptly, her mouth beginning to pucker into a more visible smile, but still obviously itching to return to her place at her counter. "And Mamish, I have to thank you, because I was so hungry, and you did me the greatest favor in the world by expertly baking this muffin, which is surely a taste of the world to come." "Well, gee, thanks a lot," she said, smiling broadly, now firmly rooted to the spot. "Very nice of you to say. Most people never comment when the food is good. You only hear from when they have a complaint." "Oh, but no one could ever complain about your food. Gewalt, it has the greatest taste in the world. Tell me, what are the special ingredients you put into this muffin to make it so delicious?" By now, the surly woman had actually begun to beam, and she launched into an extensive discussion of her cooking and baking techniques. Shlomo listened intently, and when she had finished, continued to heap her with accolades. He was very specific with his compliments, too. The muffin's texture was not only light and airy, it was buttery and fragrant as well, and she had expertly warmed it to just the right degree of temperature. As I listened in mingled amusement and astonishment to the great spiritual leader sing a virtual pian to a muffin, I turned to look at the woman. Up until now, my eyes had been fastened on Shlomo, and I hadn't noticed the change that had swept over the woman. When I turned to gaze at her, I was taken aback. The homely woman was no more. A few minutes with Shlomo had done the trick. She was transformed. She had become beautiful. From Shlomo, I learned many things. For 4 months, most among them was Hakarat HaTov, acknowledging the good and how to give compliments. And maybe, one day, if I really work hard at my growth and have the schus to evolve to a certain level, I'll also be able to acquire Shlomo's blessed ability to sing hymns to muffins and make people beautiful. One of my favorite stories. Why am I telling you this story? This week's Parsha, Parshat Tazria Metzora, is when Am Yisrael focused on speaking, not speaking Lashon Hara. For good reason, all of the commentators talk about how the punishment of the Metzora comes usually because of the sin of Lashon Hara, although there are other sins like arrogance, which are also mentioned. And of course, we need to focus on not hurting other people with our speech, of course. But at the same time, it's really important to focus not just on not bad speech, but positive speech, Lashon Tov, in the words of Rav Jonathan Sacks. And the primary Lashon Tov, the Rambam writes, the way to really practice after Lerecha Kamocha is by complimenting others, praising them. It causes them to love us, and it causes us to love them, and it just makes the world a better place. Our mouth is our central tool to affect the world. If we're spending our days bringing positive energy, spreading the light, we won't have any desire or any time to speak negatively. So I bless us to be like Rav Shlomo, praise the muffins, and have a beautiful Shabbos, a beautiful day. Good Shabbos from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh.